Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money at Menards.
A Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people who bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Friday Night Freak Show has begun. Steve Merrill will step up and then kick it with us. Tony Finn joins us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got a lot of stuff to unpack this evening. Let's start off. College football. Iowa Hawkeyes. I don't know if they're the fifth best team in the country or not, and truth be told, I don't care. I know that they kicked the crap out of the Maryland Terrapins this evening. And as we told you earlier on Game Time Decisions, and as we broke it down last night, Maryland, big step up in class. Maryland hadn't beaten a team in the top 10 since 2007, and they'll have to wait. 51-14, although 51-14 is a hell of a lot higher scoring than any of us thought it was going to be. Iowa's offense is not Iowa's offense. Maryland. And the best part is you're going to hear a bunch of people now talk about Iowa, and they say, well, Maryland's not that good anyways. Well, it's like, I don't know. I didn't hear you guys taking Iowa before the game, right? So it's funny how that works. It's funny how it went all the way down to 2.5. You know, everyone's going to say, oh, I knew Iowa. Oh, it's Maryland. So Iowa smokes them 51-14. We cash the ticket with Iowa. We lose with the total. We hit a nice Iowa-Toronto Blue Jay parlay at plus money. We cash the Houston Cougars. The Cougars roll Tulsa 45-10, and we also cash the over. We got a battle going on in Utah right now. Boise State and Utah State. We'll keep our eye on that. We've also got a Canadian Football League game going on. We also have Major League Baseball, the playoffs, wild card. Stuff's getting crazy, but not crazy enough if you're the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays win tonight, but Boston wins. The Yankees lose. If you're Seattle and if you're the Blue Jays, you want the Red Sox to lose. Although now the Blue Jays are just one back. All right, so the Yankees cough up a game here, and if we were wondering what Tampa was going to do, Tampa is not rolling over for the New York Yankees right now. All right, so, but Tampa showed up, and you got to believe, man, Tampa's probably going to win at least one more. I'm expecting craziness on Monday. I don't know. I'm going to wait for all the games to end, and then we'll go over to Jeff Passan's Twitter account, and, you know, he's pretty quick at putting everything together as far as the wild, crazy scenarios are concerned. But one scenario that is becoming a real one right now is that the San Francisco Giants are on the verge of winning the National League West. The Giants are up 3-0 on San Diego and the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers are down 5-1. The Dodgers came back on San Diego the other night. As it is right now, they're losing 5-1 to the Milwaukee Brewers. It's in the bottom of the fifth inning. It might be the end of the line for LA's division run. Can you believe it? As good as the Dodgers are, they're not even going to win the damn division, which sets it up. We're going to have baseball on Wednesday at Chavez Ravine. It's not official yet. I'm trying to, like, reverse mush this and say how it's official, and then the Dodgers are going to come back and win this game, and somehow San Diego are going to come back, but I don't know. Seattle are losing right now, too. Not good for the Mariners. It's 2-1. Not good for me. I got a piece of the Mariners. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people above them, and everybody else in between. Shout out to everybody in San Diego. Shout out to everybody in Los Angeles. Shout out to everybody tuning in on SiriusXM Channel 204, along with a mightier 1090. And of course, all of our glorious AM radio affiliates. We're kicking it. It's the Friday night freak show. San Francisco on the verge of winning the National League West, unless San Diego can do something about this. But San Diego have been done for about a month now. The Los Angeles Dodgers are close to being done. San Francisco's winning 3-0. The Dodgers are losing 5-1 to the Milwaukee Brewers right now in the bottom of the fifth inning. Do the Dodgers have another comeback in them? Los Angeles' other team, the Angels. Angels playing spoiler right now. Angels up 2-1 on the Mariners. The Mariners have been a very resilient team this year. They're going to have to be resilient. It's the bottom of the sixth inning right now. The Yankees lost tonight. The Red Sox won. The Blue Jays won. I gotta believe there's gonna be multiple teams that are tied when it's all said and done. The updated wild card standings right now: the New York Yankees are up 1 on Boston. If the playoffs started today, it would still be Boston and New York. Although if Seattle can come back and win this game, then we're back into that tiebreaker scenario in which Seattle would go to Boston on Monday. The Toronto Blue Jays did win tonight. They were up like 6-0. It ended up being like 6-4. But nevertheless, the Blue Jays are now 89-7. And they're one game back of the wild card. They're one game back of Boston. You know, you look at the New York Yankees playing the Tampa Bay Rays. We'll get into the pitching matchups. Tony Finn is going to join us straight from the Strip of Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got one of his cohorts from Wager Talk. Steve Merrill will kick with us. We're talking baseball tonight. We're talking NFL football. We're talking college football. Iowa kicks the crap out of the Maryland Terrapins. The Maryland Terrapins have cool helmets, but Iowa are a better football team. And say what you will about Iowa, man. They're all, you know what? They are just a lunch pail, meat and potatoes, farm boy football team that don't make mistakes, that run the ball down your throat, and oh yeah, have given up 24 points or less in 27 consecutive football games. They hold that potent Terp offense to just 14 points. Surprisingly, though, the Hawkeyes put 51 on the board. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. The Full Court Press. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Oh yeah, it's all set. They got the bug boy on.
The bug boy? Yeah.
The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're gonna break his maiden.
Really? But it's a little slow out there. It rained last night.
Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
You think I lose, but I don't.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. Steve Merrill will step up and in, as will Tony Finn. We'll send it to Las Vegas, Nevada. But for the first couple of moments, let's just get everybody caught up to date and set the stage. We've got late night baseball going on still as we speak right now. The Los Angeles Angels are leading the Mariners 2-1. They're in the seventh inning. This is a massive game, obviously, for the Seattle Mariners. They lose this game, the Mariners are done. All right, like the Mariners can't afford to be losing this game. The problem is, like, there's no room for error. Like, basically coming into this, you've got to sweep. And I think if the Blue Jays sweep, I think the Blue Jays will end up in a play-in game. The Mariners might be able to slip up once, and they still have 3 at-bats still to go here this evening. I do have the Mariners, so I'm hoping to come back. And I'm getting a little bit frustrated right now, because we crushed it earlier. You know, if you tune into Game Time Decisions, we were on the Iowa Hawkeyes. All right, we were on the Houston Cougars. I was on a Houston Cougar Tulsa over. If you tune into Game Time Decisions, and I see we've got some McAfee fans and some Hammer Don fans in the house, I look forward to talking hockey with Meraldo and the crew again. We've been murdering. Absolutely murdering. I should be hanging out with O.J. Simpson. I'm killing it so much this week in the National Hockey League. I saw an OJ video earlier in the week, and I got to tell you, it's really a shame that, like, you know, that he did what he did, because he's so good at talking about sports. He did a video. He was on the golf course. He wasn't playing golf, though. Of course, he was searching for the killers. He was searching for the killers on the 19th hole. And they did a video about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And, it reminded me, too, of, like, the old days when O.J. Simpson was not known as a mass murderer, like, essentially. Remember in the old days when he just used to be on NBC doing NFL games? He was so good, too. Like I said, he's got good takes. He's got good football takes, except we just can't have him on the program. You know, it's just one of those deals. If I didn't think he did it, then I could have him on the show. Like, if I could honestly tell you, yeah, listen, I don't think he did it. But I can't honestly tell you that. I cannot honestly tell you that. So, the Blue Jays win tonight. I think the Blue Jays are going to handle their business over the weekend. They're playing Baltimore. Everybody beats Baltimore, but the Blue Jays always beat Baltimore. It won't be easy, but I think the Blue Jays can get it done. It's, you know, I'm telling you right now, if you are the Yankees and Boston and Seattle, you guys should thank COVID and the Canadian government for not allowing the Toronto Blue Jays to play in Toronto. Because if they played in Toronto this year, the Blue Jays are probably, like, in first place. If not in first place, they're, like, four games up in a wild card right now. Dude, the Blue Jays at the Rogers Center in Toronto, what's their record now off the top of my head? They were 21-9 earlier in the week. They keep winning. I don't know. I think it's off the top of my head. Somebody in the chat probably knows. Somebody can tell me. It's probably like 23-10 type thing. 23-10 now in that range, 24-10 since they played in Toronto. And I do know that they were 20-20 before that. I do know. Like, I think they were 20-20. Like, they were 500. I'm pretty sure it was 20-20 or 22-22 type thing, whatever the hell it was. Like, guys, they're playing in Florida. They're playing in Buffalo. They don't have any home field advantage. They don't have any. They're not sleeping at home. They're sleeping in hotels and in, like, crap-ass spring training facilities. You know? You'll see the same thing with the Toronto Raptors this year. You want to make money, take the Raptors over 36.5 wins and thank me in May. And we'll go to a game together with all the money that you made. 36.5 for the Raptors. See, the Philadelphia 76ers aren't paying Ben Simmons $8 million they owe him. I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. Or if I was going to pay him, I would pay him in pennies type of thing. Like, I would just deliver, like, a big, like, you know, shipping container full of change. Here's your $8 million. Suck it and get the hell out of my life. Suck it and get the hell out of my life, Ben. Man, this never ends with Ben Simmons. I don't want to talk about Ben Simmons. I'm sick of Ben Simmons. I do want Seattle to come back, and I would like so. As I was saying earlier, I killed it tonight. We've been killing the hockey, man. Ottawa, you know, I swear to God, all these picks, Ottawa Senators. I'm like, you know, the Ottawa Senators are underdogs tonight. They're going to beat the Montreal Canadiens. They beat them like 7-2, I think, the finals. I don't know. I stopped watching when it was 7-2. They would have like 3 minutes left. I assume I know we won because I got paid. All right, the Calgary Flames screwed me the other night, but I knew that they were starting their starting goaltender tonight, that the Flames were 0-3 in the preseason. They were getting upset. I knew they were going to show up tonight. All right, boom, cash it. I don't know what's going on with the Kraken. Are we getting crack with the Kraken? Can we go 3-0 on the ice? So, you know, 3-0 on the ice, killing the college football tonight, except we've run into a wall, man. We've been stopped by the cops for speeding, all right? Every game I have right now is imploding on me. And it's amazing, too, because I could either make a lot of money tonight or I'm about to break even type of thing because I'm a moron and I put way too much money on these CFL games. Like, I need something good to happen here in this CFL game. Like, I need points. I need BC to come back. I could really use the Seattle Mariners to come back. I could use the Seattle Kraken. That's 23-9 right now for Winnipeg over BC. Yeah, we're done. 12X! They were all 12X. It was a setup. Oh, my God. But on the other, oh my God. Hey, you like that, San Francisco? Beat LA. Beat LA. The Los Angeles Dodgers just put a four spot up. The Dodgers did it again. Down 5-1, now 5-5. Come on, San Diego. Can you guys like come back on San Francisco and just ruin everyone's night in the Bay Area tonight? No offense. No offense. Man, this Los Angeles Dodgers team, huh? 5-5 right now. Wow, in the sixth inning. They just don't quit. Like, I swear to God, I'm not a quitter in this stuff. I always believe to the end, too. But even me, like, if I was on the Dodgers, I'd be in the dugout. I'd be like, man, it's 5-1. It's the fifth inning. We've been trying to catch these son-of-a-bitch bastards from San Francisco for the last 3 months. And they're winning 3-0. And whatever. Like, I'd start thinking, whatever. We're playing the Cardinals on Wednesday. It is what it is. Like, get ready, boys. We're playing the Cardinals on Wednesday. But no. They just keep coming back, and I got a parlay. Suddenly, I'm back in business. That's what I'm saying, Matthias. Between, I've got a Dodgers-Giants parlay, I've got a CFL bet, I've got an NHL bet, and I got the Seattle Mariners. I just asking for one, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I won, like, in the early, like, if I could just, like, give me one or two wins on the way out here, and I'll have a small profit, all right, instead of killing it. And I'm looking at you, BC Lions. You guys are starting to cost me a lot of money, like thousands and stuff. 23-9 right now. Stupid Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Ah, I am buddies with their head coach. There's only 9 teams in the league. It's hard not to know them. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the bullpen day.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. Well, what are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Right.
Well, we told you it was going to be wild, and we're talking about the wild card and more. Man, it's going to be off the hook next week, guys. Can't wait. Can't wait. So baseball playoffs were supposed to start on Tuesday with the American League wild card game. And for the record, I am Gabe Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 204. We're kicking it on the Friday Night Freak Show. Steve Merrill will join us in Level 3. Merrill will be a little bit later on. Tony Finn will join us at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Pacific from Las Vegas, Nevada. And Tony's a sports freak and a gambling freak and a human freak. So I look forward to kicking it with Tony, talking baseball. Want to get into the football. We're going to run the gauntlet. We'll throw a million picks at you here tonight. But, you know, there's baseball. Like, you know, and this is a deal, too. Listen, we all bet on sports for the most part on a daily basis. There's some people who tune into the show that aren't really big bettors, or they'll just bet on the NFL on Sundays or whatnot. But I am a sport fan, obviously. I've dedicated my life to it. But I just love this stuff. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not a fan of... I'm a Dodger fan and the Expos, who are defunct. So I'm not a fan of other teams, but I find myself like sweating out the Blue Jay games, getting into the, you know, the San Francisco games because I want them to lose. You know what I mean? Like, the sports fandom, like baseball, it's still there. Like, there's just something cool about this. And so the playoffs are supposed to start on Tuesday, yet I'm telling you, there's no way in hell there's not going to be at least a couple of teams that are tied after all this. I've been saying it all week. Look how close they are. Like, look how close they are. How can this not, like, end up as a tie? The Yankees have a one-game lead on the Red Sox. The Red Sox right now have a half-game lead on Seattle. And for the record, the Seattle Mariners have runners on first and third with nobody out in the bottom of the seventh inning. The game is sold out in Seattle right now. They haven't made the playoffs since what? Is it 2001? 2001 or 2002? It's 2000. I think it's 2001. Whatever. It's the longest drought. Like, think of every loser-ass franchise in sports have made the playoffs. Every one of them. Think about it. Every team in every one of the major sports leagues have made the playoffs since the Seattle Mariners. Like, Jaguars, check. Yeah. Browns, yep, yeah, yeah. Like, you go down the list. Like, you know, like, you know, with Sacramento Kings, yeah, Sacramento, yeah, 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 they made it. Like, everybody. Everybody in sports. They have the longest drought in sports. I don't even know how that's possible. So it's 2-1 right now. And they got runners on first and third. If the Mariners win this game right now, then boom, we've got ourselves a tie suddenly. So, like, basically, we laid out that scenario already. Seattle, if Seattle and Boston are tied, Seattle go to Boston. Seattle, and that's too bad because it'd be fun making the East Coast teams go to the Pacific Northwest. They don't know the Pacific Northwest exists. Like, you imagine if we told George Kurtz, listen, you're going to Seattle. He'd be like, Seattle. Well, he'd be like, I don't know where that is. Never heard of it. It's like Krusty the Clown. Ah, Seattle. Heard of the Clown? 2001. See, it's all up here, Matthias. I knew. 2001. 2001, baby. Is that like A-Rod? No, A-Rod was, I don't even know who was on the team. I don't remember. Sort of do. Is it Edgar Martinez? A-Rod, no, A-Rod wasn't there by then, right? A-Rod was gone by then. Was it the Griffey team and stuff? I don't know. I mean, we've got Mariner fans. Who was on the Mariners team when they made the playoffs? It was that long ago. Hey, listen, our first radio show was in 2002. Jamie Moyer. Yeah, I remember Jeff Nelson, former Yankee. It's a Seattle thing. Like, I got to be honest. Like, look, the Seahawks won. The Seahawks won, but, like, the Seahawks don't want to spend money now since Paul Allen passed away. They don't want to spend money. They lost the Supersonics because the jerk from Starbucks screwed them over, but they didn't build the arena, etc. Like, they, you know, Seattle sports is kind of depressing, to be honest. Like, the Mariners ownership group, they just don't want to spend money. They don't spend money. But they've got this ragtag group of dudes right now that just don't say no and just believe that they can win. Like, if you, that, this is smoke and mirrors. Oh, I've seen them crash the party. Somebody's saying Randy Johnson. Randy Johnson wasn't on that team, was he? No, guys, they were. Dude, wait. Like, Seattle were good, and what? Ichiro Suzuki was on the team in 2001. Somebody's throwing Richie Sexton at me. Yeah, they were 116-46, right? So I guess they. I'm going to look now. Now I'm bothered. I wish I know. I hate just rambling on and these random things. Hey, put it this way. I'm going to look who was on this damn team. 116 games. That's what I was going to say. Like, guys are talking about, like, Randy Johnson. No, that was another team. They were good with A-Rod and Edgar Martinez and Randy Johnson. Like, they were good then. But they had a post, you know, post team, too. They had another team. No. Randy Johnson was, I don't even know. He's on Arizona probably. But yeah, he was on Arizona at that time with Schilling. It's funny because I remember 2002. I know because the first Super Bowl that we did when I was on the radio was Brady's first Super Bowl win against the Rams. So, like, you know, I can sort of like boom, boom, boom. But, like, my for baseball, and I don't know, they didn't even make it to the World Series. So it's not like, you know, how, okay, it's not like it's all, oh, how do you forget? They didn't even make it anywhere. They never did anything. They never even made the World Series. Yeah, Brett Boone, the Ventures in the house. So let's just all agree. Let's just all agree that it doesn't matter. We just want the Mariners to win now. All right? Now. God. Tom Murphy just struck out. You stupid loser. Sorry, Tom. Come on, Dylan Moore. All you need is a sacrifice fly here, man. Like I said, I'm about to snap. I better win like a couple of these bets. Dude, I got a big parlay on the Giants and Dodgers. I got faith in the Dodgers. They're going to do this. The Giants never lose because they're just stupid Giants that never lose. And there's professional analysis for you. I tuned into that guy there. People said he was sharp. He's talking about the Giants. He said they're stupid losers that never lose. And that was his analysis. You stupid jerks. So you're a bunch of jerks, San Francisco. Beautiful ballpark. Love your city. Your baseball team is pissing me off, man. Looks like, come on, Seattle. It's 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the Seattle Mariners, they win. Listen, Seattle, you win this game, you're tied with Boston right now. You're controlling your own destiny. I want to see a multiple, like, tie here. I want to see them all tie. Four-way tie. Toronto, Seattle, Boston, New York. Let's go. This is your chance, Seattle. Don't let this leadoff triple get away from you here, man. You can't let this get away from you. Wild stuff at Chavez Ravine where the Dodgers were down 5-1. They were all cheering in San Francisco there if they're about to win a division. They still might. They still could. Man, I just love this stuff. It's like I said, it's like March Madness except baseball. It's like the College Baseball World Series, sort of. You know what I mean? But it's more tense. All right. We're going to get into the football. Speaking of the Giants, what's the Giant? We got our boy Ventura in the house. Maybe he can update us. And somebody let me know. I'll look it up, too. But what's the deal with the Giants wide receivers? Who's in? Who's out? Like, what's the status? What's the status with the Giant wide receivers? So, they're hamstrings, right? Yeah, they're both out. That's okay. So, but Galladay's in. Galladay's in. And Tony, who they never should have drafted, is in. Engram, well, I don't know about Engram. Engram can't fully be counted on now, can he? No, he can't. But, you know, that football game, like I said, nobody's lining up to bet on the New York Giants except me. 10-1 last 11 as road dogs, 17-3. We discuss it a lot about how the New York Giants, they don't have a home field advantage. It's a home field disadvantage. Everybody hates them. People want to, like, beat them up in the parking lot and stuff like that. Like, if there wasn't security around, like, the Giant players would get assaulted after the game. It's like the Clippers used to at the L.A. Sports Arena. The Clipper players used to get robbed. It's how bad, like, people, like, L.A. is, like, a lot, like, you know, L.A. is a lot safer and nicer now than it was in the late 80s. I'll tell you that. Like, literally, like, Clipper players would have, like, chains on and stuff, and then walk out into the parking lot outside the arena, and people just rip the chain off their neck. It's the old days. They used to go to Clipper games for, like, $5 and $7. Now you have to pay $17. Sorry, Matthias. Cost you more for popcorn at a Laker game than it does to get into a Clipper playoff game. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Come on, you stupid horse. I got my last $10 on you. No, don't look at me. Run. No, don't come over here.
The Mariners got nothing. The Mariners had a leadoff triple and got nothing out of it. Wow. Wow. How hard is the city of Seattle going to screw me tonight? What's the score? Let me know what's going on here. Kraken. It's 1-0 for the Edmonton Oilers. 1-0 for the Edmonton Oilers. This game's got to be nearly over now, right? It's got to be getting there. This is frustrating. I was on the Oilers the other night, and they beat the Kraken 6-0. But the Oilers, you know, there's no Connor McDavid and no Leon Draisaitl. I thought maybe Seattle could get it done here tonight. So am I going to get screwed over by the Mariners and the Kraken? Because that'll suck. That'll suck pretty hard. It'll make me think twice about the Seattle Seahawks game, I'll tell you that. Seattle and San Francisco. Seattle and San Francisco. So listen, the Mariners still have two more cracks at this. The San Francisco Giants right now, whatever, the Giants are winning 3-0, and it's going into the top of the ninth inning. So they're three outs away from winning this game. The Dodgers were down 5-1. They came back and tied it. 5-5 in the seventh right now. So big drama here. Thing is, the Dodgers are running out of racetrack, literally and figuratively. They're two back. So even if they win, tomorrow would be it. They would need San Francisco to lose two more games, right? And then they could have a tiebreaker to play for first place. You imagine we had like five baseball games on Monday? It'd be sick. But yeah, next week is going to be crazy, guys. Starting Monday, I can't guarantee it, but I'm going to pretty much guarantee it. There's going to be baseball on Monday. All right? Like, there'll be baseball. It'll be interesting, too, because there's Monday Night Football, right? So they're not going to want to go head-to-head with Monday Night Football. They're big play-in wild card games in here. So I imagine there's going to be afternoon baseball. Except you can't make these teams play on Sunday and then say, oh, you're playing a wild card game at 1 in the afternoon. And you're not going to do it 10 in the morning. I imagine it'll be like a 4 o'clock Eastern type deal. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, on Monday, we're probably going to have baseball, at least one game. And that wasn't planned because the playoffs were supposed to start Tuesday with the wild card. But there's no way in hell between all these teams there's not going to be a tiebreaker. Except if Seattle loses tonight, that's, you're really screwing up, Seattle, if you don't win this game tonight against the Angels. You got to win. You just screwed up a leadoff effing triple. What the hell's wrong with you? What is your major malfunction? So, we're fired up. All right, so let's just start throwing picks at you here and getting some college football. We'll get into the rotation a little bit. Boom. Thank you. Somebody just, boom. Kraken just scored. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Smoke that Kraken. It's just a weird name, the Kraken. It's hard, for record, I was not a fan, all right? I was not a fan. I know everyone loves it and stuff. I said, no, man. Like, it sounds like crackhead, number one. And I don't know. Like, Seattle, I'm not down with it. Hey, listen, what do I know, all right? They seem to be selling a lot of merch and stuff, so. What was mine? It was better than the Seattle, the Seattle Salmon. What were the Seattle hockey team names? I think I had the Emeralds. I think mine was the Emeralds. Seattle hockey team names. What were the final ones? I remember me and Cam talked about this. All right, here it is. Here's the final 13. And the Kraken was on the list, actually. Right? So they had like a public, consultation, etc. Kraken. So, they have the Totems. Seattle Totems, Seattle Emeralds, Seattle Rainiers, Sockeyes. Yeah, it wasn't Salmon. Sockeyes. That would not have been good. Sockeyes, Renegades, Sea Lions, Seals, Evergreens, Whales, Cougars, Eagles, Firebirds. Me personally, I would have went with Emeralds. It's the Emerald City. Seattle Emeralds. Like, you know what I mean? I would have went with that. But I don't know. Out of all these names, put it this way. The Kraken is better than all those other pile of crap names, like the Whales and the Cougars and the Eagles and the Fire. The Firebirds isn't bad. Sockeyes is terrible. Rainiers, it was not, that was a soccer team. The Rainiers. Wasn't it the Tacoma Rainiers?
I got to say, Gabe, I think they nailed it with the Kraken.
Yeah, compared to the list that they had here. Do you like it? The Kraken?
Yeah, man, and you know what? They got some good rum that's called the Kraken, and it got me pretty drunk when I was in college, so I like it.
It is. They have to have like a sponsorship with the rum. You're right. Like, without a doubt, they have to do that, like on the boards. What is a Kraken? A Kraken is a legendary sea monster of gigantic size. All right. See, I did not know that. I did now.
It looks like an octopus.
Yeah. I did not. No, I knew that now, that what it was, but at the time I did not know. I was like, I don't know what a crack. I don't know. Like, I knew. I thought it was a fish or something. I don't know. It's like, whatever. But there it is. So, yeah, you know what? I'm wrong, Matthias. I'm wrong. All right? I'm wrong. It's a great name. Keep it up, Seattle. Put the damn puck in the net, too. I'm going to try to find a stream. I understand this game's not being broadcast on television. What kind of world are we living in, man, when an Edmonton Oilers Seattle Kraken preseason game is not being broadcast? Yeah, so Ryan just told me that the Kraken just scored. This would be really nice. Come on. Let's end with a win here with the Kraken. I'm going to find a stream for this. I'm a master of this. Nobody can find a stream like I can. All right, let's go. No? You going to leave me hanging here? There's no way. There's no way. I got a table tennis. Dude, I got a stream for a women's field hockey match in Minsk right now. I can get a stream for the Tour of Croatia. A lot of KBO baseball going on. I'm telling you, this stupid hockey game's not on TV. I saw that earlier tonight. Like, I even, like, Oiler fans, like, Oiler blog, I saw, like, yeah, this game's not on TV. Cheap-ass networks. How are you not showing your expansion team's games in the preseason? It's pretty weak. Okay, all right, just people keep me caught up to date with it. Whatever the hell's going to happen is going to happen. Keep me caught up to date. And the Dodgers take a 6-5 lead. I'm missing all the Dodgers runs, but I don't care. Dodgers up 6-5. Let's go. That parlay would be nice. Dodgers, Giants. If the Giants are going to win the stupid division, at least let's win some money on it on the way out here. Dodgers up 6-5 right now. God, the playoffs are going to be awesome. So as I was saying, yeah, Monday we're going to have baseball playoff play-in for sure. Then we're going to have Monday Night Football. Raiders and the Chargers. Sick game. Speaking of Los Angeles and old school, I used to go to Raider games in Los Angeles. That's when I lived there. And I've been in and out of L.A., you know, through my life, but for the chunk of it was I wasn't spoiled because the Raiders weren't that good, but they weren't bad. They were like 10-6 type of stuff, 9-6, you know what I mean? They were sort of in the mix, but they had Bo Jackson. So I saw Bo Jackson. Jay Schrader was the quarterback. I was there, like, for Vince Evans, too, when they were really bad, and, like, the end of Howie Long and Alzado and all that. But Raider games used to be crazy. Like I said earlier, like, people I know were on in Los Angeles right now, so you guys know what I'm talking about, and we got a lot of listeners in our chat from LA right now that, you know, we're agreeing. Like, LA is a hell, I'm not saying there's not still, you know, everywhere's dangerous in this world, but like, LA is a lot like safer and saner than it used to be. Like, in the 80s, like, the gang war and stuff was real. Man, like, I used to go to Raider games, and the Clipper games was the craziest. Because Raiders, they would be a million cops, and they wouldn't allow night games, right? They had a night game, and if you guys recall, it was unfortunate, but I think the Pittsburgh Steelers fan got put in a coma. Like, it was that bad. Like, it was bad, bad. Like, I saw, like, something really bad there, man. Like, it was over the top. Like, just over, like, nothing. Like, basically, like, this dude was there with waving a Charger thing, and they told him, man, yo, bro, like, you got to chill out with the Charger flag. And he didn't, and it was on the news and stuff at the time. Like, you guys remember, it was probably like 1988, 89. I think it was 89. If you remember, it was like a Charger game, and they took his head, like they stomped on his head on the concrete steps. And they nearly killed the dude. And then, like, they put a Steeler fan in a coma. Like, it was over the top. Like, I'm not exaggerating. People used to smoke cocaine in the end zone. Like, I remember I was sitting in the end zone, and people were, like, freebasing in the end zone of Raider games at the LA Coliseum. It was, like, that parking lot before those Raider games in those days, man. Dude, it was like pirate land. Like, there was all these, like, cars. You remember those cars, like, they bump up and down? You know what I mean? I don't even know what you call that stuff. You know what I'm talking about. It's big in L.A. You know what I mean? Boom, boom. Like the shocks and stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you got all these cars, like, bouncing around, cranking, like, NWA and stuff. And they all got, like, Raider flags. And people are throwing footballs from, like, car to car, like, convertibles and, like, the tops. Hey, I had an awesome time. I just never told anybody I was a Bills fan, right? I just put a Raider hat on and just sort of slid in there. I was pulling for the Raiders. I remember the Bills came, and everybody told me, they were like, dude, you're not going to wear anything with the Bills, are you? And I said, well, I'm not going to wear, like, a Bills jersey because I'm not an idiot, but I said, I'm going to wear a Bills hat, all right? So I had a Bills hat. But I went to a lot of the games, man, so people looked at me, and they were kind of like, yeah, all right, you know what I mean? He's here all the time, like, you know, so it was funny. I had the hat, and the Bills won. I remember after the game, I took the hat off. I was outside in the parking lot. I'm like, man, these guys aren't happy. So it's going to be off the hook. I'm getting nostalgic now. I almost wish I was there on Saturday night. Like, how many of the old boys and old crews are going to get together? Raiders in L.A., you know what I mean? Raiders coming to L.A., taking on the Chargers. It's always just been a crazy rivalry. I've been a Charger in Raider games over the years in both cities. And it's always insane. It's going to be insane. Like, this is the real true test of SoFi security. Like, this is going to be the first game where they're put to the test. I'm not talking about their football team. Like this ain't Tom Brady and the Bucks coming to town. This is the Raiders. And I'm telling you, man, there's going to be old school Raider fans and gangbangers and stuff. They're going to be like, yo, bro, man, we haven't been to a Raider game together in a long time. It's going to be off the hook. Tough game to bet and handicap, though, isn't it? Yeah, Clipper games were worse. It was in the LA Sports Arena. And, like, at least football, you were sort of like, it was during the day and there were people around. But the LA Sports Arena, the Clippers, it was, like, dangerous, dangerous. I was just a dumb kid. I really didn't care. You know what I mean? I figured, listen, I'm not a Blood or a Crip, so I won't get shot. That's the way I looked at it. I was nearly wrong. I was nearly wrong. Late night anger management class, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kraken win in overtime. 2-1. Sweep. It's getting pretty scary and creepy, actually. It's getting pretty scary and creepy because we've been killing. I am Gabriel Morency, SiriusXM Channel 204, Monday or 1090, and I've been killing the NHL preseason this week. And I wasn't really even planning on betting it. And it was just sort of, well, let's jump in and, hey, I like that. And why not? And let's take a look at that. And you guys have been paying attention. I know our boy Sko just cashed again. But it's nuts. Like, it really is crazy. Like, if you tune into Game Time Decisions this week, every damn night. Tonight, I gave you guys three hockey picks, all right? Ottawa Senators, +105. They won 7-2. Gave you the Calgary Flames, -160. I think they won 4-1. and the Seattle Kraken, plus 110, winner, 3-0 on ice tonight. And off the top of my head, I think I'm like, I think I'm like 9-1 this week. I know I lost one game. I took Ottawa to beat Toronto, and I lost, and I had the under in the game, and I won. I split that game. But, like, fire, straight fire. Straight fire. Underdogs, too. Last night, Nashville Predators, plus 150. Like, we're not laying, like, oh, chalk. And, in fact, no, I'm not looking to lay chalk in the preseason. I'm looking at underdog spots. And if you're going to lay the chalk, just lay the puck line. Right? But, man, smoking this stuff. All right. Now Seattle Mariners get it done. All right? The Kraken got it done. May have come around on the Kraken. Great name, great team, great franchise. Great stuff. Great stuff. I had the opportunity to get a Kraken goalie mask the other day. You know, for people watching, as you can see, we got a beautiful set. We got some nice pieces here with the Josh Allen, Kyler Murray helmets, but we got a nice Team Canada goalie mask, but I'm adding an NHL goalie mask to the things with NHL season coming up. And I'm either getting a Kraken. I was thinking that the Kraken goalie mask is pretty nice. But I want to show some love for the Canucks. Canadians don't need my love. They're rich enough. Get cracking! This is Sports Rage! Bring it.